People in Prince George are busy, busy, busy preparing for the Festival of Trees. You're listening to us from the Prince George Civic Center this morning at 91.5 FM. And at that Festival of Trees, a tiny tree with big expectations. The man-made forest inside the Civic Center includes Bee's Tree. The metal sapling was crafted in the 1950s, but it's brought in a lot of plastic. Since 2004, people have paid more than $111,000 to own it over the holiday season. Shirley Jean Sadowick owns Bee's Trees outside of that time, and she joins us in our Prince George studio this morning. Hello, Shirley Jean.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
Tell me the story of this tree.
I actually don't own Bee's Tree to start it out. Bee's Tree is just something that came to me in a garage sale, my mother's garage sale, Shirley Grattan, and I was just the one that thought there was some potential there and thought we could do something with it since Bee Dizel was an iconic figure in our town of Prince George. Her husband, Garvin Dizel, used to be a mayor years ago, and we just thought there's something that we could do with it. So we just... brought it to the office at the foundation office and sat it on the back table and tried to figure out what we could do with it because
let's be clear, because Bee's Tree, this is not a gigantic, beautiful tree that one would expect over the Christmas season. What does it look like?
It is about 4 feet tall or 3.5 feet tall. It's basically tiny tinsel branches that were it was crafted in the 50s. And it is. There's little holes drilled in the post, and it's like a handle of a broom, basically.
So a broomstick with holes drilled into it.
With holes drilled in it, and it's this heavy little tinsel, and you just poke everyone in, and they're all the same length. So there's not even any rhyme or reason to where you poke them, and that's the trees that were out then.
So are you surprised that this has become such an icon?
Really, really. We have such generous people in our area, and Bea Giselle's Bee Dizel's daughter, Noreen Rustad, and her husband Jim, I first went to them about it and learned more history on it and talking with Bee, and they started it off, and they were very generous in starting it off, and they kind of kicked off and got the momentum going with Bee's Tree, which has just turned into a phenomenal little tree. And we have raised close to $140,000 now.
Oh, amazing. And it should be said, this tree, which first belonged to Bee Dizel, was used to celebrate Christmas with the Brownies in Prince George.
It was. Actually, her story is that she was a Brownie leader. She would take it and bring it out every year and put it up. The Brownie pack would decorate it, and her kids didn't even want it at home because it wasn't a really cute little tree. It just had a really wooden base. It was nothing particularly cute about it. It was like a old-time Charlie Brown tree.
And Bee, she passed away in 2014. Was she aware of how popular her tree had become?
Oh, yes. She was down there. Bee was amazing. Like, she was with it right up to the very end. And she came down to festival numerous times. We've had her. She was a guest of honor at our teas. She had many pictures taken with her little tree, and she was thrilled about it, just tickled with it.
Was she surprised that this tree had become so iconic?
Oh, everybody was, yes. And it just made it even more special. So, yes, it's just amazing. Every year it becomes more special. And we even had a family come back and they bought it a second time after a few years. And it was the family's two older sons when they came back from college that year. And they said, well, you know, maybe it's time we have Bee's Tree back in our foyer. So they came specifically to buy Bee's Tree back again.
And how much would somebody spend to have this tree in their house over the Christmas season?
Well, we've gone from $1,500, $4,000. We've gone, our highest went crazy one year, went up to $52,000 for that.
Wow.
And last year it went for $18,000. So it varies. It just depends on the year and what other items in the room are going on. So it just depends.
And any expectations of how much this tiny tree will raise for the Spirit of the North this year?
No, we can't judge it. There's no way to judge it. It's up and down. So it's kind of a surprise every year. And even if it goes lower, like we'll probably never get up to 52,000 again. But when we went down that year, it wasn't sad or nothing. It's just the way it is. We don't expect anything much, and we just are excited for what we get.
Well, Shirley Jean Sadowick, I hope you'll tell us how much that this little tree, Bee's Tree, gains this year for the spirit of the North. And thanks so much for describing it to us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for
having
us.
Have fun this weekend.
We will. Thank you.
Shirley Jean Sadowick is in charge of Bee's Tree. It's one of the features at the Prince George Festival of Trees at the Civic Center. And that festival kicks off tomorrow.